Hello and welcome to the Business Today podcast. I'm Rashi. Hope you had a great weekend. Here are the top stories for today. Brushing aside criticism of the newly announced mega healthcare scheme, Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Rajiv Kumar has said it is a game changer and revenue from the 1% additional cess would be enough to meet the funding needs. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley in his budget for 2018-19 announced the National Health Protection Scheme to provide health insurance cover of Rs 5 lakh to over 10 crore poor and vulnerable families. Former Finance Minister and Senior Congress Leader P. Chidambaram has termed the proposal as a joomla with no money provided in the budget for it. Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani announced at the inaugural function of the Global Investors Summit 2018 an investment of Rs 2,500 crore in Assam in various sectors including retail, petroleum, telecom, tourism and sports, creating jobs for at least 80,000 people over the next 3 years. Assam has always been a low-priority market for other telecom operators, but it is a Category A market for Reliance, Ambani said. Reliance Industries has become the largest private sector investor in Assam by putting in Rs 5,000 crore over the next few years, he said. Tata Steel, JSW Steel and Bhushan Steel's own employees, possibly backed by a Singapore-based fund, have put in bids for the troubled steel maker. The company had been put up for auction by the National Company Law Tribunal. It had accumulated a debt of over Rs 50,000 crore. The bids will now be opened on Tuesday. Investigative agencies have turned their focus on Bitcoin users after earlier surveying cryptocurrency exchanges. Last month, the Enforcement Directorate and the Income Tax Department had raided users of cryptocurrencies suspecting money laundering, fraud, and tax evasion. As reported by Business News Daily, Mint, the tax department, after its December survey of Bitcoin exchanges, had identified some suspicious accounts and was examining replies to notices sent. Both individuals and companies in Surat connected to Bitcoin trading are facing scrutiny. The regulators as well as the government have been closely monitoring Bitcoin trading in India. The government is betting big on the long-term capital gains tax on equities for mobilizing revenue, as currently the amount of income earned from the stock markets that is exempted from this tax works out to a whopping Rs 3.76 lakh crore, which would translate into a tax collection to the tune of Rs 37,000 crore going ahead. The figure has been compiled from all the income tax returns filed in 2017-18. Commerce Minister Suresh Prabhu has kick-started industry consultation on the proposed new industrial policy. The first stakeholder consultation meeting took place at Guwahati, industry body FICCI said in a statement. The event, organized by Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion in partnership with FICCI, was attended by more than 120 industrialists from the Northeast, in addition to government officials. In his speech, Prabhu highlighted the importance of this exercise being done after 25 years. The new policy will revamp the industrial policy of 1991. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.